I'll edit it. Okay, so the premise of my project, this is a continuation. I saw that other people were doing continuations of their first project, so I decided to do a continuation of my first project, which was a project called Yellow Submarine I did a long time ago.
I think you mentioned that.
Yep. So, sorry, I was expecting this to be projected onto the thing. And we start with these two readings we have that kind of related to what I was working on. The instructional scaffolding to improve learning. And the paragraph that I pulled out was, one of the main benefits of scaffolded instructions is that it provides for a supportive learning environment. In a scaffolded learning environment, students are free to ask questions, provide feedback, support their peers in learning new material. When you incorporate scaffolding in the classroom, you become more of a mentor and facilitator of knowledge rather than the dominant content expert. This teaching style provides the incentive for students to take a more active role in their own learning. Students share the responsibility of teaching and learning through scaffolds that require them to move beyond their current skill and knowledge levels. Through this interaction, students are able to take ownership of the learning event. And the second part of that, not second part, but from the SCC white paper, the story-centered curriculum paper, the idea behind story-centered curriculum is that a good curriculum should tell a story. That story should be one in which the students play one or more roles. Those roles should be roles that normally come up in such a story. The curriculum is intended to teach students how to do something. The roles should be ones that the graduate of such a program might actually do in real life or might actually need to know about, possibly because he is likely to manage or work with someone who performs that role. So based on these two ideas, it fits with this premise of creating a faux design agency that the students participate in. It's a 10-week program that will give them the pieces, or we pretend that we are a full-on ad agency or design agency, and doing that work will hopefully give us the skills that we are trying to teach. So it fits within this idea of scaffolding the learning as well as creating a curriculum that is a story or idea-based and not just going to class, learn this, that type of thing. So before we even get too deep into that, I'll lay out my curriculum at the end. But just to start, so a couple of ad agencies that exist on TV, Mad Men. So even in watching the show, I haven't watched a lot of it. I'm just using this as an example. But the premise of a show like this, along with the drama that is, you know, it's a show. There is sort of, you can see the way in which they approach problem solving. Like, client needs this. How do I get the client what they need while trying to resolve these other issues? However, I'm going to show you a short clip. So this is from
it. Advertising is based on one thing. Happiness. And you know what happiness is? Happiness is the smell of a new car. It's freedom from fear. It's a billboard on the side of the road that screams with reassurance that whatever you're doing, it's okay. It's toasted. I get it. You had me worried. I don't know if you were drunk or not drunk, but that was inspired. For the record, I pulled it out of thin air. So thank you up there. You're looking in the wrong direction.
So that is the reason I wanted to show that is, number one, the product he's trying to sell is cigarettes. So these same skills, these same skills can be used. The skills themselves are, and creative thinking and creative problem solving are not innately good or evil. It's about how you apply it. And I like that little thing at the end where he's, you know, he's like, think from above. I was like, oh, maybe that's not where you got the idea from. So I wanted to set that up to give you the second example, which is another TV show, which is based on a design agency. I don't know if you guys ever saw this one.
I heard it. I never saw it. It got canceled.
Yeah, this was the last sitcom Robin Williams was in before he killed himself. But same thing. Design, you know, ad agency, design company, but their intentions are a little bit less fatalistic. You know, it's about how do we make the world better by resolving some of these questions. Which leads to, if these tools can be used for evil, they can also be used for good. And this is a quote from Steve Jobs, the ones who are crazy enough to think. So the goal, you know, when we think about, when we generalize this idea that creative thinking is good, it's not necessarily good. It's not necessarily evil. It's just a skill. But in my teaching, or us teaching this stuff, is not to encourage kids to find new ways to be evil. It's about how do we give them these skills, but then sort of share this idea that we want to use it for productive and uplifting the community as a whole. So, I created this framework of the Yellow Submarine, which is a 10-week course, scaffolding. It's a 10-week course in which they will have foundational skills, meaning we talked about it a little bit in the first theme or whatever.
Constraints, was it?
The strength will come, but the first course or something? There was a term they used, the first course or whatever. So meaning the beginning 4 weeks will be foundational skills building. Drawing, photography, rendering, software, video making, learning how to do stuff with your hands, that kind of stuff. Because without those base skills and knowledge, you can't go to the next stuff. Knowledge and process, from idea to product. A lot of people might have a great idea, but they don't know how to get to that point.
Yeah.
Some people know how to get to that point, but they don't know how to generate the idea. So the successful ones are the ones that can both generate an idea and get to it. Mm-hmm. And then the third part, art and critical visual reading, is the Mad Men's reference, is once with all these skills, what is it that you're producing? Because if you're trying to sell something, you can always use the least common denominator. But is that the best solution to your problem? Are we perpetuating certain, in order to fulfill our goal, are we sort of harming something else in the meantime? And I want them to be have that kind of understanding of the work they're doing. So the constraints part comes in with the clients. Because that's what the role of the client is for, to give you constraints. Some clients just come and say, here, do whatever you want. It's my goal. But most clients are not like that. This is who we're trying to reach. This is what we're trying to get across. I do not want to do this, this, or this. Those are your constraints. They come naturally. The first one will be very minimalistic project, a poster. We want to get this across. And we will be working with real clients. Not real in that we paid, but real as in somebody who really wants something done and you're trying to fulfill their need. The second one will be a full package, which is a combination of all the skills they learned, photography, digital art, video making, and then a marketing package, which also goes into develop their critical thinking and sort of understanding of who they So in a nutshell, that is what the project is. Are we supposed to record the feedback too?
I think so. Because I think it was like 7 minutes with like 3 minutes or so.
We're at the 5-minute mark right here. So
what do you see that?
Right, isn't it, I'm going, that's hundreds, that's 300 seconds, or 299, 300.
Mm. Okay.
300 seconds.
Okay.
So that means we are, that's 5 minutes, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's bar, but I don't know how bar equates into the, I never understood that.
Mm. You know more than I do.
But please, what do you guys think?
So it was interesting, like you, when you brought up Mad Men, that is one of my all-time favorite shows. The good bad advertisement bit got very complicated, is the wrong word. It was really, is it good, is it bad? So they were like, it's obviously a bad product, and they were selling it with a homey feeling, right? Mm-hmm. Like it was like supposed to feel like a new car, and it's like, it's toasted, like mm-hmm. especially in the fall right now, like mm-hmm. toasted feels like
yeah.
warm. So it was like they were using the soft touch for a bad
yeah.
intent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it, you know, that's very yeah. interesting, and it shows the money that they made, and they even know mm-hmm. themselves that they did a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. so it's interesting that you're showing that to kids, that they're your students, I should say, that there's, you know, and then you show, I think you're showing the Robin Williams show. I wasn't familiar with, seems to be on a more holistic approach to advertisement, mm-hmm. and it seems mm-hmm. it's interesting. I think it's a good thing that you're showing,
mm-hmm.
making that a component of, you know, selling something that there's interesting angles mm-hmm. that you're pointing out.
Those videos were for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I would use the same videos for the mm-hmm. students.
Oh, yeah, I got you. Yeah, but just for the mm-hmm. conceptually,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think it was very strong. Mm-hmm. I liked it.
Okay. Thank you.
So, yeah, it was
you wouldn't show them the martinis afterwards?
I was going to say, yeah. Some of the things with that is true, like the smoking and the fact that
yeah.
they're promoting cigarettes. So I don't know from the other show what they're going to be working on as a project from the, what was the name of the other show?
The Crazy Ones.
The Crazy Ones, like what they're going to be selling. I don't
it's
know.
It's random from the episodes I saw.
So were they selling products or ideas?
Products.
Okay. So then that's, you know, that's going to be good as a contrast also because it's more recent than that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and of course, with my thing, I'm going to run into the same problem. The setting of when one thing is versus now and how do you reconcile that or, you know, come to terms or meet find a middle ground.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Because, yeah. I mean... So the goal is, I mean, I wanted to do an ad agency because
mm-hmm.
the skills we want to get across
mm-hmm.
are all practiced
mm-hmm.
in that structure, in that story. Because it's just, you know, you're helping someone do something and you have to creatively think of a solution for it.
Mm-hmm.
The problem then is, how do you use the power that you have over influencing other people?
Mm-hmm.
Do you make them buy something they don't really need?
Mm-hmm.
You know, like those infomercials. You mm-hmm. need this one
yes.
device that will change
yeah.
your life.
Yes.
As opposed to, we have a good product. This is ways to think about it. Or you know
no,
what I mean?
No, that's what the first thing that stood out to me about the projects is it poses a much larger life ethical question, I guess, or personal ethics question. How do you want to make money? You know, what's ethical to one person?
Mm-hmm.
Especially monetarily, it varies greatly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's just posing, you know,
mm-hmm.
I think that's another, whether that was an intended, it seems to be obviously
mm-hmm.
an intended part of it. That's, I think, a great segue to that. Or
I think it's intended to be an introduction
mm-hmm.
of it because,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm targeting younger students.
Mm-hmm.
So I, by no means, are expecting them to resolve any
mm-hmm.
of this stuff, but to be aware of, to be critical media consumers.
Mm-hmm.
Which is all I can ask for of a young person.
Yeah.
How long is that?
Well, that may be the most useful skill they ever get.
I don't know. I also don't want to take time away from you guys because
okay.
I know we started a little late.
We have time. But yeah, you're done. We're done. Right.
Like, you don't have to record this, but...
Of course.